Yo, yo, what's going on, big dogs? Welcome into another episode of Adams Plus One Reaction Podcast. Chicago Bears, big win over the Dallas Cowboys. Ben Johnson's first win as a Chicago Bears head coach. Caleb Williams with four touchdown passes, the defense with four takeaways. We react right now, myself and Luke Hendrickson. Luke, what's going on, dog?
Not a whole lot, man. Mondays are a lot easier when the Bears don't embarrass you on national television, aren't they?
They are a little bit easier.
Waking up Monday morning was a little bit easier, I think, this morning, but what a game,
Hey,
man.
wasn't it nice that you could listen to sports talk today and not cringe or your ears bleed?
I mean, the amount of overreactions so far this season have been crazy, and I get it. I mean, the NFL is a media machine, but oh my God. Like, I never realized it was this bad until, like, you become the. There's a specific storyline that you're, like, directly invested in. Obviously, Caleb Williams were invested in it. So we hear, like, all the, clips and things like that. And it's crazy. It's crazy, the media right now.
It's crazy because not just, I know we're talking Bears, we're here to react to the Bears, but especially like the big national talking heads. In July, Luke, I was convinced by all these, I wasn't convinced. They were trying to convince me that the Denver Broncos are going to win a Super Bowl and Bo Nix
Yeah.
is he's the next great quarterback for the Broncos. And I'm like, there's all these narratives, right? And then the first 2 weeks, Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. Maybe it doesn't work. Maybe it's not going to work. So,
Yeah. And I'm
man.
a big, like, I'm a Colin Cowherd guy, but he for some reason this offseason he flipped on Caleb and he's now starting to come back a little bit. But wow, I mean, what a performance, the quiet the whole media landscape.
Four touchdowns from Caleb, four takeaways from the defense, but I do want your, this is opening slate, Luke's reaction every week. So Luke, what did you see yesterday? What stood out? What was your reaction? Give it to us.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like the Bears actually accomplished what they've been trying to accomplish the past few weeks. They looked like they were able to execute what Ben wanted to do. It looked like a Ben Johnson offense, with trick plays, creativity, but also just like sticking to the run and establishing that and running play action. And it just looked like they were successful finally in what they were trying to do. I thought Caleb just looked extremely comfortable week after week. You can see that it's slowing down for him bit by bit by bit. And obviously, Dallas isn't a great defense. Obviously, Dallas missing their best offensive player. But you can't discredit teams for doing what they're supposed to do against bad teams. Not every Bears team I've watched takes advantage of playing bad opponents. A lot of times it's, oh, they play to their level. But they fully capitalized on every single weakness that Dallas had, and I thought they played a really sound game, that should give people a lot of hope.
What player stood out to you not named Caleb Williams? Give me a few. That's what I'm curious about because I don't know how you do it. I feel like just, watching you give your takes. Not sure if you write things down during the game, but I love to write things down during the game and by
Okay.
quarter. So I
Yeah.
wrote a few. I have every quarter I have notes. So I'm curious. I've got a few people before I go.
Okay.
Outside of Caleb, who stood out to Luke? Because that's what I've been dying to ask you since yesterday.
Definitely a few. So you can definitely tell that they're two early offensive rookies. They made it an effort to get them in the game. Obviously, Loveland went out, but you could see that they were scheming him open. Burden specifically, they were really trying to get the ball in his hands because, I mean, he's a weapon. Once the ball's in his hand. So I really noticed Burden. Rome, each week, I think he gets, he really shut me up after the first week because I was saying, oh, he may not be a star. Look at these other receivers. Look at Brian Thomas Jr. What's happened to him? So, Rome looks really good. And then on the defensive side, I thought Tyrique Stevenson honestly played a really good game, but what a bounce back from the just ever since that Hail Mary last year. I feel like he's been trying to just find his footing and it's been hard. I think he's been very up and down. But yesterday just seemed like he was that kind of physical, aggressive player that we saw in the first half of last season.
Yeah. He looked
So those
confident.
are those yes, those are three players. Tremaine Edmonds, I thought, was all over the place. He played a good game. And I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I saw somewhere that he played more like outside backer this game as opposed to middle. Is that true?
Which would make sense because that one interception that he had, the first one, he was like at the sideline. And that's my first reaction was, were we in man there? Because we've been playing a lot of how is he over? That's what I was thinking.
So no, I thought Tremaine played a good game, but those are kind of the players that stood out to me. But what about you?
Yeah, so if you go through my notes, Stevenson was a huge play first quarter, right? Here, unfiltered note. Caleb Williams to Rome with a piss missile. That throw, the third and eight, like the whole shot. Obviously, the safety was in the middle of the field, but those are the throws that I get a little nervous with Caleb, like the just put it on him throw. So, and then I have our boy again, Tyrique Stevenson with the, he had like a PBU. Do you remember that? And a big hit. And I was just watching the game, and I'm thinking, it's just nice because what did we talk about against the Lions? Where are all the players that Ryan Poles drafted? The young talent, like where is it? And like just like what you said, Colson Loveland gets involved. Offensively, they really spread it around. But yeah, Tyreek and Tremaine popped, and then Sweat did get a sack. So it was like, okay, these are the guys that should be making plays. Like finally seeing them make plays outside of just Caleb Williams.
The players that have the largest balance on the Bears income statement, the biggest cost players are finally producing on the field. So it's good to see their highly played players actually making plays. So that was encouraging to see.
Where
But
was your mindset along the way? Let's just put this out there. The Bears go on a 19 play, 76-yard drive that takes 9 minutes and 54 seconds. Longest drive of the year, okay? By the way, longest drive for the Chicago Bears since I think 2001. I had this written down somewhere, right? I believe so. But during that drive, what is Luke thinking about during that drive? What were you reacting to? And react to that, but I am curious. When it came to fourth down, I want to know where your mindset was at on fourth down.
Yeah, so I mean, the drive itself, I thought was what I saw as was Ben Johnson really trying to establish his identity, knowing that, we haven't had this very successful run game. He hasn't been able to take on the identity of the offense that, he had in Detroit as that, physical run heavy offense. And I think he was almost sending a message like to the players saying like, we're going to do this. Like, we're going to put our foot down. We're going to run the ball. We're going to be successful at it. We're going to drain the clock. And he even made a comment afterwards. He said, oh, I didn't even realize it, but like, he said that he thought Dallas controlled the clock and the time of possession and the plays in the first half, and he really wanted to come out in the second half and flip that. And I thought that's exactly what he did. He controlled the clock, burnt most of the third quarter, and scored points. And I mean, I was in agreement with Brady. I'm like, I'm old school. Take the points right there. It's 3 points, because I was just worried, like, is this gonna come back to bite us, at the end of the game? I mean, like, oh, should we kick that field goal? But they scored, and I feel like I've always been on the other side of the screenshots of Bears quarterbacks. Like, it's that screenshot of someone's like wide open in the end zone and they're looking the other way or not throwing it, and like finally there is a conversion on one of those plays. So it was a cool drive, because I think that really just killed any sort of after halftime momentum that the Cowboys wanted to get going.
And you see exactly what you're talking about with Ben Johnson. On his way out of the locker room, he told the reporter, "We are relying too much on explosive plays in the first half." So I was thinking, man, it'd be really nice for us to go on a long drive. And then here they come on this long drive, and on fourth and four, I don't know. What I was thinking was, remember when we signed Ben Johnson? I told myself, because I do root for the Lions a lot the last few years, and they'd be going for it a lot on fourth down, and I would think, it's so exciting to watch this because they're not my favorite team because I'm a Bears fan. And it's like, you're just like, yeah, you should go for it. You should go for it. But dude, when it's your team, Luke, right? And you're a Bears fan, you're like, I don't know, man. 3 points wouldn't be too bad right now.
Right.
Your heart rate starts going. But there were two things that Brady said on the call that really cracked me up. I loved how he explained what was going on in Ben Johnson's mind before halftime. He's like, look, yep, run the ball, get it to a point where they can't get the ball back. You either end the half the way it is or whatever. He said, now, if you get down there, then yeah, you can think touchdown. And I love like a few plays later. Beautiful throw to Burden. He goes, now we're thinking touchdown.
Touchdown. Yeah. I mean, what a throw that was too.
Oh, that was a beautiful throw. Layered throw down the middle. And then when they showed the shot from behind Caleb, it's amazing to me when NFL quarterbacks make those throws, Luke, because it's like, how do they see that he's open? It doesn't look open.
No. And Caleb's not a tall guy. So it's not like he's like the angle from that video is like even higher than like he'd be able to see it, you know? So like he's trying to look over offensive linemen, over like two layers of the defense. Like that's a crazy throw.
That one wasn't the same, but he had that really nice in cut to DJ Moore last year against the Vikings at home on that like tie drive. Okay, so Brady said that before halftime. The other thing that cracks me up was right before the touchdown. He's like, I don't know, man. I'm kind of old school. I'd say kick it. They score the touchdown, and he's like, that's why I say go for it.
I enjoyed Brady on this game. I thought he called a pretty good game.
He did call a good game. It's cool to see him get some reps. Hopefully, though, you know, he was there front row, and maybe he doesn't pass off too much information to next week's opponent. But here's my other question, and then we got some audio that we want to jump into before we get you out of here. This is probably the biggest question is we watch it, we see it, and I'm thinking, okay, well, when I talk to Luke later, listening to all this podcast today, all the radio, what's the question that really matters is, Luke, what we witnessed yesterday, is it sustainable? Offense, defense, I'm not saying you're going to beat teams 31-14, but what you saw yesterday, can that be consistent? What do you think about that? How do you feel about that?
I thought if they didn't score, if the only points that they had scored yesterday was that first touchdown to Rome and then the flea flicker to Luther, I'd say no, it's not sustainable. But then the fact that they also strung together some longer drives, some methodical, just pushing down the field consistently, that's what gives me hope that it can be a consistent thing. Again, obviously, Cowboys is a terrible defense. They made Russell Wilson look fantastic last week. Yeah. But the signs of like how the offense won in multiple ways yesterday, and not just like one way. I feel like a lot of Russ's success was just that deep ball. And the Bears, I thought they did it in different ways. And that's what makes me think that it can be more sustainable. And it's just crazy to me, like that the offense is having that success even without a reliable running game. Like imagine how good the team and offense could be and Caleb could be if he had like a legit run game, successful run game to lean on to help him out.
I agree, and I think run game, I'm not going to say, oh, they're never going to get it together and get the push up front. If my whole life, it's like run game doesn't really, like blocking it up and scheming it up. The bye week, after the bye week will be a lot, because then they'll have four games to look at. Ben Johnson will have a whole week to breathe with the offensive staff and say, hey, how can we gel these guys better? What are our best run calls with this front? So I know that can come, but here's the question, though. Like, Luke, do we have enough good running backs on this team? Because I'm not going to lie, man. Sometimes I think DJ Moore is our best running back, and I want to see him get more passes, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But is it maybe if they're 2-2, they go and take care of business this weekend, do they look around the league for another back, someone that you can get a yard with?
Do you send an offer to the Jets for like a Breece Hall? I think if they're 2-2, you might make some calls. Obviously, like, again, it's hard because like, do I want the Bears giving up like a bunch of draft capital for, I feel like they do that and it just doesn't always work out for them. But like, if you can get a solid back who's younger, I don't want like an Alvin Kamara who's, you know, older, will only be on the team for two seasons. I want someone who actually be on the team. But like, if they can find a young back that'll actually, you know, gain a couple yards, I think that I'd look into it.
I think Alvin Kamara, the more I sit back, The Chiefs got to make that call. That's who should make that call.
Yeah.
He would fit because he's a great pass catcher, and they can use any passing options. But yeah, I do agree. I'm watching the Bears, and I'm thinking, man, we could really use a running back that can get just a little more downhill. I like DeAndre Swift in space. I like him on zone stretch. Anything stretch outside the tackles, I love him on a screen pass. But man, sometimes when you need a yard, and he has in his defense, you can tell that he's been coached harder by, I'm forgetting our running backs coach, Bieniemy.
Bieniemy, yep.
You can see Bieniemy, he is more willing to take contact than run to the sideline this year. But I'd like a stronger back. It's too bad. Like Luke, what's going on with Roshon Johnson? Like what happened? Why do we never use this guy? Like what is this? I don't get that. I
Yeah,
understand it.
and I don't even think it's like a play strength thing for DeAndre, because sometimes you can tell, like, when he lowers his shoulder, like, he can move guys. I think it's for him, it's more so like a vision thing. I just don't think he sees the holes in the defense as well as, you know, some other successful backs do. I feel like consistently, maybe, you know, going the wrong gap, or you know, not exploding through a hole he should. So I don't know if it's much of a play strength thing as much of like a vision thing, but
Yeah,
curious
you've
to hear your
mentioned that a
thoughts.
lot. When we've texted during game days or after, there have been times where you've said, I just don't think he sees it. I think week one, you said he left a few runs on the field from what you saw. You're watching on the broadcast view. For me, it was hard at the stadium. Okay, well, before we jump into the audio, anything that you saw that you wanted to talk about that we haven't gotten to in your reaction to the game, Luke? Floor is yours now.
No, I mean, credit to the defense. Again, obviously they were missing CeeDee Lamb, so that helps. But I thought the bounce back after last week and hold the Dallas offense that has been scoring points to 14 points. I mean, I think that's pretty good. Credit to Dennis Allen. I mean, I think a lot of people were already being a coordinator on like a mid-level team has to be one of the worst jobs in the world, because
Yes.
one week people either love you or they hate you and want you to be fired. So, like, I credit to Dennis Allen. Even Brady was talking about, like, he was one of the best defensive coordinators that he ever played against, and so that gives me hope for that. But I thought they responded really well to last week. But no, overall, I think the Caleb and Rome connection is really, I think that's going to pop off and be a 1-2 punch for years to come,
Yeah,
hopefully.
I think you're right. And I agree with you. A positive from the game that I thought got overlooked, I thought it was really sweet to see when DJ got the touchdown catch, seeing Caleb hugging him on the sideline on the bench together, because there's been so much of that. And you can tell that Caleb really is genuinely, like, he has a genuine relationship with the guys around him. I've never thought he's been phony or fake. I think he's fun. I think people like him. So I thought that was fun. Okay, one more thing that I gotta vent to you about that I noticed on the game, and I was texting my best friend Andrew, and I'm like, dude, I'm probably the Montez Sweat hater of all the Bears fans out there. Like I'm probably Luke. I'm probably overanalyzing Montez Sweat. Like if he went and got a glass of water, I'd be like, you didn't do it right, okay? So, bro, I thought it was four plays into the second half that I saw him ask to come out of the game into the second half, and I'm thinking, dude, he's got a 20-minute break, right? You weren't even on the field at the end of the first half. Four or five plays in, we're coming off the field, and nobody talked about it. No one said anything. I wrote it down in my notes. This morning, I'm listening to the score, and then I think Molly and Haar are like, did anyone notice that Sweat comes out of the game? It's like, what are you getting paid $100 million for? Now he did. He had a sack, but you know, then we're watching. I'm watching Green Bay against Myles Jarrett, and I'm seeing this guy take on triple teams and win. But we can't consistently win a one-on-one. It's just, I think the Bears could win 9 games this year, but we got to get more out of him. And I know I'm gonna be the one. That's the only thing from the game that I saw. Someone's gonna be like, "Oh, you're so negative about this," but he's
No,
making $100 million, dude. He has a big
I
contract.
know. I agree. For the again, we've said this, I don't know, the past 2 weeks maybe. The amount of money that Poles has put into the defensive line, he has gotten literally zero return on investment. Zero. There it's a line full of a bunch of just guys, you know.
Jags out there. Yeah,
So,
just another guy.
yep.
Okay, we're going to dive into this audio. We've got Ben Johnson. We've got Caleb Williams giving Ben Johnson the game ball at the end of the game in the locker room. Let's listen to it. I want to get Luke's reaction.
Boss man's first home victory.
That's sick. That's it. I mean, you could tell that the guys like Ben a lot, you know. Yeah. I think that was cool. It was funny that one of the comments I saw was Caleb almost overthrew the pass to Ben, the game ball to Ben. He almost overthrew him. But no, I mean, you could tell that the guys rally around him. They wanted to get him that win. And just comparing that to like the post-game speeches you'd hear from Eberflus, where it's like he'd sound like that like weird uncle trying to give you like advice, and after every sentence he'd say, all right,
yep. Hey Luke, remember what he would say? He would always say something about pulling together, like, I don't know, there was always like kind of, I can't even think of it now, but
it's just weird. And he'd say, win, lose or draw, I love each and every one of you guys. He'd say that after every game too. It's just like, this guy's like not genuine. He's out. And like, you could tell Ben's a genuine guy. And I think he wears his emotions on his sleeve, and you could tell that the guys wanted to win for him. So that's cool to see. I think he deserved that, especially after last week could not have been easy against his former team losing like that. So that was a get right game for him. And then hopefully that just establishes that confidence in the locker room going into next week. It seems like they're preparing as underdogs. Ben Johnson talked about that in their press conference today. So hopefully that keeps the locker room focused like that.
Definitely. Last question for you. What do you think about how serious he is during the game? I love it. I love how locked in he is. I really do.
Yeah, I love it too. I mean, there's a difference because with Eberflus, I complained that he didn't show emotion on the sidelines. And with Ben, it's a different kind. Like, it's not that he's not showing emotion, but he's staying like stoic, you know, like he's trying to stay concentrated. He's not letting the emotions of the game get the best of him. It's different. Eberflus just seemed like he had no juice on the sideline. But Ben, you could tell that he's got juice, but he keeps that intensity, you know, at a straight line throughout the whole game. So I like it. I think it's good. I mean, see Belichick, he's not smiling much on the sideline. So
no, he's not. He's not at all. Oh man. Well, good. No, this is good. I love this. We finally get a win on a reaction pod. We'll keep doing this. These will keep getting better because just like Ben Johnson said, hey, good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good gets better and your better gets best. We will give you our best next week. Luke, we'll have you on. Hopefully we're reacting to a 2-2 Chicago Bears. They're going to the Raiders. The Raiders are very gettable, but you know how the NFL is, Luke. Team coming off a big win, team coming off a big loss. In the NFL, usually we know how it goes. But the Bears, you go there, you take care of business. That's what we're expecting. We might have a fun season this year. Something worth watching. So, hey.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming on here, man. Always love catching up.
Thanks, man. Pleasure as always. I'll see you next week.